I said you have not paid rent and you're supposed to give 30 days. You know that.
Tension between tenants and landlords.
The moving out process was an unpleasant one.
Now.
Mom yelled to me, get back inside and lock the door.
Is the truth being twisted?
She got there first, braced herself in the door, body bumped me, hit me. Then the police showed up and she took her hands off of me and put them in the air.
Well, let's see if I believe you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cheryl Peterson and her daughter, 24-year-old Caitlin Addy, are suing Caitlin's ex-roommates, Jade Cowdery, and her girlfriend, 21-year-old Tally Wardle, for rent, bills, and the return of stolen property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 150 on the calendar in the matter of Addy Peterson versus Cowdery Wardle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated.
You're Miss Peterson?
Yes.
And this is your daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one of you ladies worked for Miss Peterson?
Jade.
And your last name is?
Cowdery.
So, Miss Peterson, Miss Cowdery worked for you in your bakery for about a year.
Correct.
And you were looking for a place to live with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Peterson's daughter was living in a house that I assume you owned.
Correct.
And so you all thought it would be a good idea if two of you moved into the house where Miss Addy lived. And you did. When did you move in?
I believe it was in January of 2013.
And I think you were there about 6 months?
Five. Moved out May 13th.
Had you paid May's rent?
We had paid the first half. As a matter of fact, the weekend when all of this went down, I was actually supposed to pay the second half of the rent.
Did you always pay the rent in two installments?
Yes.
And it was $400 a month, so you paid $200 every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay. So far, correct?
No. The first arrangement, it was $400 on the first of the month. And later on, we decided to agree to the $200 because of schooling or whatever.
Whatever. That's what they were. They were paying it twice a month. Correct?
No. Yes.
And on what date did they move out?
May 13th.
Okay, so they paid for the time they were living there?
No.
Well, they did if they gave you the $200 at the beginning of May.
That was not the agreement from
I don't, listen to me, I don't care what the agreement was. I want you to follow what I'm saying to you.
We did not receive the $200 for that month.
May 1st, you did not receive $200.
We did not.
Do you have any proof that you gave them the $200?
No, we asked for several receipts and we never received any.
Did you always get a receipt?
No, she never gave us
any. Never gave you a receipt. Okay, well, let's see if I believe you that they didn't pay the $200 in May. On what day did they come home with a puppy?
That was the week of the 5th. It was either the
6th. The 5th of what?
May.
Now, from what I read from your complaint, you told them to get rid of the puppy.
I told them, yes, that we hadn't discussed it and it wasn't agreed upon and it cannot be in the house until we do.
Fine. So they took the puppy back?
They did not. They claimed they did, but we have evidence that they did not.
Well, what did they do with the puppy?
They kept it and they moved it to another house until they had left on the 13th.
Well, I don't care about that. Did they take the puppy out of your house into somebody else's house?
Yes.
So it wasn't in your house. You know your daughter has an attitude problem, right? That's why she was arrested.
I don't believe so. I think
I'm telling you, from the answer she's giving me, she's got an attitude problem, which was the reason she was arrested and convicted of domestic.
She was arrested because of the lies that were told to the police officer.
She was convicted of domestic violence.
No, it was overturned.
It was overturned on appeal.
Listen, did you pay a fine?
After, yes, for a battery.
Okay. No. Did you pay a fine out of the goodness of your heart?
No.
You paid the fine because that was part of the disposition of the case.
Yes, but it was not domestic violence.
It was
battery. Misdemeanor battery.
For pulling on her
shirt. Do you understand the problem that I'm having with her? You got the problem that I'm having? So they don't owe you any rent. Because I think that they paid you rent in May 1st, which is why they felt that they could bring a puppy home. They always paid rent. You never had any problem with them with rent because she worked for your mother. You did pay her in May, didn't you?
Yes, we did, but she didn't pay us.
I don't believe
she didn't pay the rent. I have the bank statements
that
every time we made it. And we did give her receipts. I'd love to show you the
just
receipts.
A second.
She took all the receipts and she took the original lease agreement.
Shh. Hold on a second. I want to read your complaint carefully.
Okay.
What you told her was, when she was packing on May 13th, I told her that she was going to have to pay rent for the next 30 days regardless.
I said for that month, because that was our original agreement, you had to give 30 days before moving out so I could figure something out, like any other renter.
So what happened? He came home on the 13th and saw them packing boxes. They were moving.
I asked why Jade was packing up and taping up boxes, and she said they're moving out. I said, you have not paid rent for this month, and you're supposed to give 30 days. You know that.
That's incorrect.
She called her partner, and I called my mother, because my mother deals with the money, like I said, and stated she was moving out and things of mine are missing from the shelves. And while she was busy taping up my things into a box, I did take a laptop off the table and move it to a table on my side of the house, and I said, I'd really like you to pay the rent. I need the money. And
whose laptop?
I don't know which one of the two of them, but it was their laptop. But I did not remove it from anywhere. I put it on a table and said I would really like the rent.
So you took their property and put it to the side?
Put it to the side.
What happened next?
It turned into screaming, and Mom said, to defuse the situation, I'm going to give the laptop to your partner outside, who was still outside on the phone. And she went around outside.
That's also incorrect.
She went around outside and with the laptop to give it to her, and I don't know what transpired outside. I remained inside being screamed at, yelled at, called names, and told to punch her in the face, which I absolutely adamantly refused to do. We both heard a scream. My mother screamed from outside. We both ran outside. And Mom yelled to me, get back inside and lock the door. We weren't dealing with this escalating situation. I tried to run back, I was thrown back, and she got there first, braced herself in the door, body bumped me, hit me, and that's when the police showed up, and she took her hands off of me and put them in the air. And apparently the reason the arrest happened is because, according to Tally's police report, she claimed to have gone inside the house, been threatened by me with a knife, when everybody else's report stated she did not go inside the house at any time during the confrontation. Tally never entered the building. So what got me arrested is very easily disproven by the police report.
You shouldn't
and Jake.
Have paid a fine.
I agree.
But you did.
They didn't let me talk. They didn't let me talk.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You're not going to tell me about this part of the case.
Okay.
Because I'm not interested in it. It's already been decided.
Okay.
In a criminal venue. It's over.
Okay.
My question to you is, clearly after you told them to return the dog, you knew that they were not happy. I read all the papers. Because they wanted the puppy. You said they couldn't have the puppy. I don't know what your work relationship is with her at the bakery, and I don't care.
It's non-existent.
But I do know there was no problem when they were packing up.
Yes, there was.
No, only when you came inside and demanded to see what was in the boxes. That was the problem. You had options. If you wanted to, you could have called the police and say, she's stealing things from my house.
They claim to have already had them on the phone.
Just a second. You could have called the police and said, please come over. My renters are stealing property from my house.
Okay.
If you chose not to do that, you wait until they leave, everything is quiet. There wouldn't have been a problem. And then you sue them.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Okay.
So I'm not satisfied about the rent.
Okay.
Now, I want you to tell me what it is that you claim either one of these two women stole from you.
Okay. The main thing is an irreplaceable set of opera glasses that I obtained in England.
Okay. Opera glasses.
Opera glasses.
And where were they?
They were on the shelf that was right next to the boxes they were packing on their side of the house. That was part of the furnished agreement.
Okay. Would you have a photograph of these opera glasses?
Yes, I do. And the price at the pawn shop, they pawned them at across the street.
I'd like to take a look at it.
Okie dokie. There's the messes, the blood, the yard.
Okay.
Your Honor, can I see that? Because I don't...
No, you can't see it. You can answer my question. Did you pawn opera glasses at a pawn shop any time within the last 2 years?
I have not pawned.
Just, did you pawn anything at a pawn shop within the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Did you?
No, ma'am.
Did you take her opera glasses?
No, ma'am.
No.
Do you have proof that they took your opera glasses?
Just the empty places where they were, the before and after pictures from that day, and them sitting at the pawn shop across the street.
Not enough of a nexus. And if that's the only thing that you have, you say that that's the most important thing. Did you get them back? Did
never.
You buy them?
I never got them back. I don't have the money to buy them back, Your Honor.
Oh, okay.
What we told the owner of the pawn shop, since we do know him, if he could please put them on hold, so if the case turns out well, that I will come and purchase them.
It's not going to turn out well. If you had a surveillance camera, because they have those in pawn shops, of the person who pawned them, or if you have a copy of the pawn receipt, I will be more than happy to look at the signature on the copy of the pawn receipt, to look at the signature on that and the signature on the answer here to see if they bear any similarity. Do you have that?
No, they didn't have anything.
What do you mean they didn't have anything? A pawn shop always has a copy of the receipt.
We went through everything and they didn't.
Well,
and he's the customer of the shop, so.
I can't help you. Now I have a counterclaim.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
The fight did not take place.
No.
And you ascribed a rumor that you were using steroids to the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any proof that you were not on steroids?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cheryl Peterson and her daughter, Caitlin Addy, say Caitlin's ex-roommates, Jade Cowdery and Tally Wardle, owe for rent, bills, property damage, and stolen opera glasses. The defendants are countersuing for property, wrongful termination, and assault.
Forget the retaliatory firing. After this whole kerfuffle with her daughter, she fired you from the bakery. I would, too. I mean, not that it was your fault. I'm not finding it was your fault, but I wouldn't have you and her daughter working in the same bakery. And I certainly, if I had to make a choice, I wouldn't fire my daughter. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So, what's next?
There was property that was left there.
Fine.
Due to...
What property? Name it.
It was baking supplies. Spatulas.
Forget it. I went to graduate and postgraduate school for many, many years, and I'm not talking about a spatula. What's next?
It's stuff that deals with my work.
What's next?
What I use.
What's next?
We also have the assault that she committed on Tally.
Did you file a police report with regard to that?
No.
I did not, know.
Why not?
It was a mutual to not file a police report on both parties. So
both
I did not.
Both you and she decided not to file?
Correct.
Good. Well, then
because
why are you bothering me with it?
She didn't want to go to jail for something she didn't
Why
do?
Are you bothering me with it? Goodbye.
Pleasure to excuse you. May step out.
We bent over backwards because they were crying and we felt sorry for them and we took pity on them.
She put her hands on me. She threatened our lives.
So we took them in and, you know, my daughter has a soft heart.
Her mother putting her hands around her throat and scratching her neck and putting her up against the wall.
We're just not going to be nice anymore.
You know, she's been traumatized by that.
And you know what? Don't trust anybody, you know?
That's why she got arrested.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rosman versus Armour. Step forward.
Boxer Alex Rosman is suing boxing promoter Philip Armour for lost fight wages after Philip allegedly defamed his character.
Mr. Armour, you are a boxing promoter and you are a boxer. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
What you do full time?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been a boxer?
2 years.
How much did you make from boxing last year?
Between $6,000 and $8,000.
For how many fights?
4 or 5.
No, count them.
Okay.
I'm going to get specific, so make sure I get an answer.
Actually,
how many
probably
fights?
Seven fights. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, I've got his official records if you'd like to see those so you know exactly how many fights and
how
when
he's
had
fights
them.
Did those records show last year?
He's currently 2-7, and last year he had 6 fights.
Could it be 6?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let's say 6 fights. So you make about $1,000 a fight.
About 2.
No, you said you made $6,000 and $8,000 last year, Mr. Rosman. And if you make between $6,000 and $8,000 and you had 6 fights, you make about $1,000 a fight.
True.
You're getting my point, right?
I understand what you're saying.
Huh?
I understand, yes.
So you had an arrangement, according to you, with Mr. Armour to fight. And the arrangement was, according to you, that you would split the tickets. Sales as your fee. Is that how you usually get paid?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever gotten paid like that in the past? And from whom?
Yes, and from him.
So the other promoters that you fight for pay you a set amount per fight?
Yes, ma'am.
He works on a barter basis. I'll give you tickets, you sell the tickets. He says he gave you a certain number of tickets to sell. You wanted more. In any event, the fight did not take place.
No.
When was the fight scheduled to take place?
May 31st.
And when did Mr. Armour tell you that the fight was not going to take place?
Beginning of May. It was the beginning of May.
Your Honor, I have dates with text messages from him backing out of the fight and me confirming him backing out of the fight, dated.
Can I see?
With time, of course. And then his reactions after those text messages as well.
Okay. According to these text messages back and forth in May, you ascribed a rumor that you were using steroids to the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said to him, I took the tickets that you gave me, I threw them in the trash, and I spit on them.
I did say that.
So what are you suing him for?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The way to disprove that is to be tested for steroids. If it's a simple blood test, is it not?
I think so, yes.
I mean, they don't take blood out of your eye. It's just right out here.
Right.
So why wouldn't you do that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Boxer Alex Rosman says promoter Philip Armour owes for lost fight pay and for defaming his character by accusing him of taking steroids. Philip is countersuing for lost ticket sales.
Now, what are you suing him for?
He's saying it backed out of a fight. What it was...
No, I've just read it.
Okay. I have
read it.
A Facebook post where after our disagreement and I had required more money from the rumor he had started in my name, I'd said, I want some money out of this. You started a rumor about me being on steroids. I'd like some type of compensation.
Just a second. A, what proof do you have that he started the rumor that you were on steroids? And B, on or about the same time, do you have any proof that you were not on steroids?
I do not have proof that I was not on.
Well,
but I do have
proof
that he started it.
No. That would be a problem. I mean, the way to disprove that is to be tested for steroids.
Correct.
So why didn't you do it?
It would come out of my pocket for me to pay for something.
Of course it would come out of your pocket. But if this is your livelihood, Mr. Rosman, then I would want to dispel those and put it up on Facebook for the world to see. These are the results of my tests. I'm steroid free. So not only don't you believe him, he's a liar. If you have proof that it was him. But I'm showing you the results of the test. If it's a simple blood test, is it not?
I've never had one. I think so, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they don't take blood out of your eye. It's just right out here.
Right.
So why wouldn't you do that?
I didn't feel it was necessary. It wasn't something that I was on. It wasn't something I was using. And it was just something to aggravate me.
Okay. Now, did you tell anyone that you believed that Mr. Rosman was using steroids?
I did not, Your Honor. And he was going to be working and fighting for me, so there would be virtually no reason for me to slander him behind his back when I have him set to fight on one of my fight cards.
That really doesn't make sense, Mr. Rosman.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So now why don't you tell me what proof that you have?
Because I was on a current suspension through the state of Michigan. And Mr. Armour was the only man that I had told. Not my girlfriend, not my friends, not my manager. And somehow it got back to my opponent's sister that I wasn't going to be able to fight on that show because I was suspended for steroids. When Mr. Armour was the only person I let
know. Well, so you did it by a process of elimination. But how many people do you think knew in the state of Michigan that you were suspended?
Very few. You'd have to...
Wait, very few. How many of very few? 10.
It's less.
Certainly the people that suspended you knew.
It's public record, too, Your Honor.
People that suspended you knew, right? There's a boxing commission?
Yes, ma'am.
And I assume that if you were suspended, you were suspended after a hearing?
There was no hearing. It was before a hearing. You are automatically suspended initially for if you lose by a TKO or a knockout, you are suspended for 45 days immediately. That's just part of...
Well, I don't know if that was... Do you have the reason in writing why you were suspended?
I do not.
Well, then I can't help you, Mr. Rosman. You have no case. Now, let's get to your counterclaim, which is probably equally as ridiculous.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, if he couldn't fight because he was suspended, what are you suing him for?
Well, the suspension was due to be up before the fight date, so he would have been clear and good to fight on our
card. Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
Yeah. And so what are you suing him for?
I'm suing him for the money lost and the tickets that I gave to him that he didn't give back.
Well, you have to do more of a due diligence, sir.
I have some evidence with you showing that I actually handed him tickets, and obviously he never gave them back to me.
So what? You're talking about paper?
Correct.
You're talking about paper? I don't deal with paper. You had no monetary loss from that. I assume you booked another fight. Put your hand down, Mr. Rosman.
Well, of course, there are more fights booked, but money lost from the fight that he was supposed to be in as it struck up a lot of interest in the community. And given there's only a limited amount of tickets printed, that was 25 less that I was actually unable to sell
at
the door.
So print 25 more. $10. Print 25 more. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
A restraining order filed by dad and stepmom.
When you went to the house, was the door locked?
Yes.
Did you cut through the screen?
Yes.
That's burglary.
Next Judge Judy.
It's just not something that I'm interested in chasing down every I
posted it after he withdrew from the fight.
Rumor about me, and that was just another rumor that didn't make any difference to me.
You know, it was all truth.
I had a Facebook post. He had put me in my underwear.
He has a bad record. He's a bum, and he's a bad underwear model.
I'm in my underwear on Facebook.
You know, if we need someone like him in the local scene.
He's got to pay this time.
I know he'll only fight for the right price.
I won't work for peanuts for his little piddly shows ever again.
But if we can make it happen, we can make it happen.